Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addicks. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Before we start, there is some new news on the survey front. Wizard Media has added a promotional giveaway to those that complete the survey. So in order to qualify, you need to complete the survey from the link on my site, alexaddicks.com/podcast, to the best of your ability regarding the show. There's a big red button at the top of the page there, and that will take you to the survey page. And there are about 16 questions, and it should take you about less than a minute to complete. Now, on the survey itself, there's going to be a new line where you can add your email address to participate in the drawing. Now, previous completions won't count towards a giveaway, so if you filled it out before, you'll need to fill it out again. There's going to be one grand prize of a 16-gig iPod Touch, and there will be other prizes like t-shirts and other Wizard Media swag. You can find the details on the giveaway and contest rules at wizard.tv. That's wizard.tv/giveaway. Now, Wizard is spelled with two Z's, W-I-Z-Z-A-R-D. The contest is live now, and entries need to be completed by August 30th, and they will announce the winners by September 15th. And the good news is, to folks living outside the United States, is that the giveaway is open to all entrants anywhere on planet Earth. Now, just to be clear, the giveaway, the calculations, and the prizes are all handled by Wizard Media. I don't have any control over it. Now, on to the main topic. This week, our quick tip deals with driving and comes from defensive driving tactics taught to bodyguards. The trick here is that when you're at a traffic stop or pulling up to a stop sign or a stoplight or just getting stuck in traffic, always leave half a car length between you and the car in front of you. Now, I remember way back in the day when I took driver's training, I was taught to pull up to the car in front of you until you just couldn't see the bumper. What I'm suggesting today is that you stay much further back than that. The reason is that if you're up close to the car in front of you, you reduce your ability to move. In essence, you set yourself up to be blocked in. If you leave at least half a car's length between you and the car in front of you, you have more options available to you if you need to pull out of lane, pull up onto the curb, or just avoid something or escape. No matter where you are or what you're doing, it's always a good idea to leave your options open, even if you never need to use them. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicks.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexaddicks.com. That's podcast@alexaddicks.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicks.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.